the head coach of the Toronto Raptors, first season as Raptors head coach. He was an assistant with the Raptors since 2013. He was the 2011 D-League Coach of the Year. He led Toronto to 58 wins in the regular season and led them to their first NBA championship in team history. We are joined by the coach, Nick Nurse. Nick, it is so good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you today?
Nick, I'm great. You and I spoke in July shortly after you were hired. I've got to ask, Nick, what was the last year of your life like, and has it been what you expected it to be?
Exactly how we planned it, right. Jim, to be honest. No, it was great. I think we got off to a good start. Thought we had a team that could contend, you know, at least knock at the door and make some noise in the East and hopefully get a shot at the finals. And I think we just kept getting better, made a couple acquisitions, got into the playoffs and started playing really well and kind of ball bounced our way a little bit. So we come out of there with the title. So it was a hell of a ride.
Hell of a ride. I got to ask, I mean, you are Nick Nurse from Carroll, Iowa. You played your college ball at Northern Iowa. As you and I have talked about, you coached in places like Granville University, in Great Britain, in the Belgian League, in the D-League. You are now an NBA champion. Does it all feel real at this point?
Parts of it do, Jim. I mean, you know, I think in the games and going through the run, it was, you know, pretty much like a lot of the other ones. I know that sounds silly. Obviously, a lot more eyeballs and media and all that stuff, but the games and the prep and getting a bunch of guys to play hard and, you know, develop chemistry and, you know, hang in there when things didn't go our way and just keep fighting was the same as it felt at all the levels basketball-wise. Last few days it felt a little strange. You know, the parade was incredible, like, to go through and you know, just funny things like, right after the game, I'm getting interviewed by Kevin McHale and Isaiah Thomas, and those are guys I watched as a kid growing up, you know, like heroes of mine winning NBA titles and I don't know, coming on your show. It wasn't long ago when I was listening to you every day driving to work, you know, when I was coaching in Iowa or whatever, so it's pretty interesting.
My man, that's great. I appreciate you saying that. It's really interesting. You know, and when you look at the parade, you talked about the energy of the parade. I mean, there's never been any doubt, Nick, about the passion of the fans in Toronto. It is such an insanely supportive fan base. What was it like then to bring them a world championship and to see them experience the level of joy that they're experiencing even right now?
Well, it was great. I mean, the parade obviously was you know, it was just a sea of people, and at times the cheering was deafening, you know, just driving down the street and that. So it was really a wild experience to be in the middle of it. But it was neat to see kind of the Canadian pride and the city of Toronto pride grow as the series kind of clicked off and went further and you could just sense it. And I say this, and I may be totally off base here, but when we had game one and every single person in the crowd sang "O Canada" at the top of their lungs, you could almost look down and see the Warriors coaches and players like, holy moly, you know, we've been to five straight finals and we've never experienced anything like this.
Wow. Nick Nurse joining us. I think there is something to that. From the outside looking in, I could see where you'd say that. Now, you've got the joy, Nick, that the fans feel, but then you've got the joy that the players feel. For instance, knowing what Kyle Lowry has been through over the years and then what he meant to your team both on the floor and off it this year, how hard this guy battles, how he brings it, how good did it feel for you to see him win that ring?
Yeah, it was amazing, Jim. I think, boy, you hit it all right on the head. He played so great during the playoffs, and he didn't always have the greatest playoff runs, and almost played with a level of frustration at times, and he just wasn't that guy this year. He just led, and some nights he'd score, some nights he wouldn't, and the nights he wouldn't, he would still impact the games in 20 other ways, and some nights he knew we needed to get off to a fast start, and he'd come out and get us going. And I don't know, he was just so good, and it was great to see him reach the top of, you know, his profession with that championship. He was absolutely a joy to coach, and I say this all the time about I've never seen anybody play harder than that guy, and that's a hell of a – I can't give a guy a bigger compliment than that.
That's extremely high praise. Nick Nurse joining us, head coach of the Raptors. You know, Nick, I could ask you about any number of your guys. I'm going to pick my spots, but I want to ask you about Marc Gasol. Now, you coached against Pau Gasol way back in the day when you were in Europe. So what was it like when Marc arrived in the trade this season, and what did he bring to your team?
Yeah, Marc is a good player. I actually coached against both of them internationally when they were playing with Spain. And coached against Pau in a club level in the Euro Cup a long time ago, like 20 years ago. But anyway, I think Marc, smart, one of the best passing bigs the game's, you know, seen in a conversation at least for it. And he's tough. And those are, you know, those are good attributes to bring to a team, a veteran guy who's gone deep in the playoffs. And he really kind of changed. I thought our assist numbers went way up, Jim. We started shooting a three. I think we were the number one three-point shooting team in the league after the trade, and that was just all with a little bit more contagious passing, and rhythm was a little better. We were a little more open, and he brought a lot of that stuff.
Nick Nurse joining us. So, Nick, it's been a little less than a year since Kawhi Leonard arrived. What do you know about him and coaching him now that maybe you didn't know when he first arrived?
Well, he has a gear that he can go to in the playoffs, and he even has another competitive gear when the game's on the line. And I don't just mean scoring buckets. And you watch the games, you saw probably some of the rebounds he was pulling down or offensive rebounds, just willing our team to victory in any way he could. And that was, boy, a competitive drive like that is you have to almost see that up close to know a guy's like that.
And, Nick, that play that led to Kawhi hitting that game-winning shot in Game 7 against the Sixers, is it true that you got that from an old Hubie Brown DVD that you bought in Ames, Iowa? And if so, what did you like about that play?
It is true. It is true. I bought a whole bunch of them when I first came back from England and I was starting to coach in the D-League. I love the play. Hubie, there's a bunch of different options. And I tried it out in the D-League, and I bet you we tied or won about, I don't know, 7 or 8 games in the D-League over the years and always had it tucked away. And that was one option, is to get it to your best player, turning the corner and letting him do his thing.
If you were holding that thing for the right moment, that was the right moment. Now, there's also this famous photo from back when you were playing for Northern Iowa against Wisconsin Green Bay, and future Virginia head coach Tony Bennett was guarding you. You two guys both led teams to championships this year, but that was back when you were facing off in 1989. Do you remember that game?
I don't remember that particular game. I'm not even sure what it's from, but I do know this. Never beat him. I think he won every single game we played. He fouled a lot. He was
right.
He's one of those guys who knows how to foul a lot, not get caught.
That's great.
He was a great player. He was a great player.
Great player and a great coach. Nick, I got to ask you about Fred VanVleet. I mean, he had some really rough moments during the playoffs. He averaged 2 points per game against Philly. He had a total of 10 in the first 3 games against Milwaukee, but you stayed with him. What did you see that made you do that, and how proud are you of the way he fought through all of that and was such a force in the second half of the Milwaukee series and then against Golden State?
Yeah, I think, Jim, like the key game that kind of got him going, or he started playing a lot better, was after he went 1-for-12 in the double overtime win. I know that sounds strange, but he played great. Kyle Lowry fouled out with 6 minutes to go in regulation, and Fred had to play, I don't know what he played, something like 21 straight minutes. I mean, 16 for sure. And he just ran the team. He played great defense, got us into some sets, got the ball where it needed to go. And it was about a day and a half later that in a press conference somebody told me, you know, Fred was 1-for-12. I didn't even know it because I was so happy that he played so good. I don't know, from then on he started shooting it. I didn't really understand why he wasn't shooting better. He was getting some decent looks, but I figured, you know, he would probably play more to his norm as he got the rhythm of the playoffs down, and that's exactly what happened.
So let me ask you this. This team just has this focus, this toughness in guys like Kawhi and Fred and Serge and Kyle. The list goes on. Where does it come from? I mean, is that something that once these guys get to the NBA, can you still develop that in guys as a coach? Or is that something they just have and need to bring them in?
I think a lot of it, you know, they have it, Jim. But I think as a team grows, you know, that's kind of what chemistry is, or part of what chemistry is. You know, that focus and determination and courage and all that stuff grows as a team gets better. And I think our guys did. They were super focused, man. They were locked in film sessions and locked in walkthroughs and locked in before the game when we were making our final preparations. And they were really even keeled. They never panicked when we got down 0-2 or 2-1. Not at all. They just wanted to keep working and keep fighting and keep playing.
Makes me think, going back to game four, when you had that 3-1 lead and you were coming off the floor, guys didn't even exchange or change expression. So you could see they were focused and they were dedicated. Yeah. So then, Nick, finally, what about the draft? It's tomorrow night. Free agency starts in about a week and a half. How much did you get to enjoy this before you had to get back to work?
I'm enjoying it.
Good.
I'm telling
Good.
You, I'm enjoying it. I'll be ready to go for the draft tomorrow, but it's been very enjoyable. There's been so many people in the history of coached or played against or went to school with that have reached out, and that's really a lot of the enjoyment.
That's got to be so gratifying. That's got to feel amazing. He was the 2011 D-League Coach of the Year, first year as Raptors head coach, and led them to their first NBA championship ever. Nick, I appreciate you very much. Great to have you on the show. Congratulations, and I appreciate that conversation too.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's an honor to be on your show.
Nick, great to have you on the show. An honor to have you on the show, Nick. Well done. Nick Nurse. That's awesome. What an amazing journey he's had. What a great coach, and what a great win. 1-800-636-8686. Glad we could do that. It kind of blows me away where he says, gosh, it's great to be here, Jim. I can remember listening to you when I was in Iowa. Yeah, now he's got guys like Isaiah Thomas and Kevin McHale, much less me, saying, hey, can we get 5 minutes of your time, coach? Can we talk to you, coach?